From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. California is launching a new effort to connect farm waste to desperate food banks during the coronavirus pandemic. Some farms are destroying crops and other food products as demand has plummeted. Meanwhile, Governor Gavin Newsom says food banks are seeing a spike in visits.
Here we are, the breadbasket of the world, California, and we want to address that mismatch. We want to address the supply and the demand.
The state is getting nearly $3 million in federal funds to move farm produce to food banks across the state next month. Newsom has tapped philanthropist Kat Taylor as a fundraiser to keep the program going through the end of the year. Taylor's the wife of former billionaire presidential candidate Tom Steyer, who's leading the governor's economic recovery task force. California regulators have strengthened a proposed first-in-the-nation rule that would force automakers to sell more electric delivery vans than work trucks. The California Air Resources Board updated the proposed rule on Tuesday. It would require automakers to sell a certain percentage of zero-emission trucks each year. By the year 2035, the board estimates at least 20% of these trucks on the road would be electric. Truck manufacturers had opposed the rule because they said it's unfair to require strict sales requirements on an industry whose customers invest in trucks that must be profitable. That's harder to do with electric trucks because they're more expensive. I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.